This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Thank you for coming. Welcome. So tonight's shir, the halacha shir, is entitled The Case of the Chassan Who Jumped the Gun. What is the story? The background story is this. Imagine now it's the chasna season, like I mentioned last week. So we're having a series, a few halacha shirim regarding weddings and getting married. Last week was, is it a mitzvah to get married? This week it's the case of the chasna who jumped the gun. Next week we'll deal with something else. But this is the case. This is the background case. What happened? The chasan, fresh from his bedecking, he came down to, he walked down, he stood under the chuppah. And then, as he was standing under the chuppah, waiting for the kala to come, a short while afterwards, she comes down as well, and she's approaching the chuppah. He's very excited. He is in there. The minhag in the Sephardi world is that the chasna actually goes out of the chuppah and sort of welcomes the kala back into the chuppah, which is representing his home. And he's so excited, and he's learned his lines so well that he takes the ring, and he straight away takes. He looks at the kala and he says the famous words, "Harit Mekudesh Esli." And there are Edim there, and he puts the ring on a finger, she takes it, she smiles, he smiles, the Edim say, Mekudeshes, and the only person who is not very happy is the Rav, the person, the rabbi, who's being Mesadik Kiddushin, because you've stolen his lines. What should happen? What should happen is that the Chassan stands on the Chuppah, the Kala comes down, he positions them in the correct way, and then she walks around him. In most communities, she walks around him. And then there's the Birchas Erusin. They make the brachas. And then you do the Erusin, also known as Kiddushin. We discussed last week, there are two parts to the process. There is the Erusin, which is when he actually does the Kinyan, which is a bit similar. In the old days, it was like to an engagement. And then you have, you know, the Nisuin. We do it together nowadays under the Chuppah. But either way, he didn't let the Rav say the bracha. There are two brachas, the bracha of Erusin and the bracha of Bar Pri HaGofen. So the question is this. Once the kinyan has happened and they are married, is it too late to make the bracha? What to do now? The case of the chasan who jumped the gun. Now, let's go to the first source. This is, if you've got the handout, this is, I joined together last week's source sheet and this week's. So if you jump to page 2 at the bottom, if you're listening online, email me please at j.golker@gmail.com and I'll send you the handout. So the Rambam says the following. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Ishos, Perek Gimel Halacha Chaf Gimel. Kol ha-mekadesh isha, bein alidei atzmai, bein alidei shliach. A man marries a woman. Tzarech levarech kedem ha-kiddushin. You've got to make a bracha before the kiddushin. Either who a shlucha, either the chasan himself or his shliach, va'achakach mekadesh, and then he is mekadesh, i.e., he gives her the kesef kiddushin, he gives her the ring, which is what we use nowadays. Kederach shemavarchim kaidim kol mitzvahs. That's the order that we do all mitzvahs. You first make the bracha, then you do the mitzvah. Ve'im kiddush v'loy birech. If he went ahead and he was mekadesh his wife, i.e., he gave her the ring, v'loy birech, and there was no bracha. Lo yivarech acha hakiddushin shezu bracha l'vatola. No, it's too late. Once you've done the kiddushin, you can't make the bracha anymore. And says the Rambam, mashenase kvanase. What's happened has happened. It's too late. Fine. So the Rambam is very, very clear. Says the Ravid. The Ravid is a commentary on the Rambam, and it's actually in almost every edition of the Rambam. It's in the actual text of the Rambam. Straight after, you've got the Ravid, and the Ravid says on this halacha. Omar Avraham, ein onu omrim kein. No, that's not the way to do it. The way we do it. Elo, mekadesh v'achkach mevarech. Generally speaking, the correct order, says the Ravid, is you first do the kiddushin, i.e. the handing over of the ring to the kali, he gives her the kesef kiddushin, and he says the harim kudoshesli, etc. And then you make the bracha. Now, what's the reason for that? Why that way around? Normally we do things the other way around. It's, says the Ravid, v'hatam ipnei shahadover tolu b'das achirim. Because this is something which is not contingent on you only. This is something which is tolu, which is contingent on another person, i.e. your future wife. Shim hitimoshe ichha isha, if she backs off, It's going to be a bracha levatala because imagine the scenario, right? And sometimes you say, you know, you hear about this in a massive sports stadium. At halftime, the guy thinks he's being romantic, and during the interval in this massive sports stadium, you've got tens of thousands of people standing there, and it's on the screen, she doesn't know anything about it, and he goes to the center circle of the pitch or whatever, and he proposes to his wife, and there are 80,000 people. Now, it's a high-risk strategy, because if she says no in front of 80,000 people, it's going to make it even a bit more complicated. So, says the Ravid, that if the man is Mekadosh the Isha, and he makes the bracha first, who says she's going to say yes? Now, 99 out of 100 chasnas, if not more, that we have been to, it's all agreed beforehand, it's a done deal, it's not even a subject of discussion. But of course it could happen, it's not talib b'yum, it's talib b'das acherim, and therefore, says the Ravid, you actually do the kiddushin first, and then you make the bracha. So according to the Ravid, the chasn who jumped the gun, there's no problem, because you make the bracha afterwards in every situation. The question is, what is the halacha? What do we do nowadays? Now, before we get there, we're going to go on a bit of a journey. We're going to ask some questions on the Ravid. And this really kicks in, it sort of segues into what we discussed last week, i.e. whether or not there is a mitzvah to get married. And we'll see exactly what that means. But first of all, let's ask some questions on the Ravid. So if you look at the top of page 4, there are 4 questions we're going to ask on the Ravid. Very, very interesting. It says the Gemara in Pesachim, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. This is paragraph 4.1. Kol ha-mitzvahs mevarech alein over lasiyosov. The general rule when it comes to mitzvahs is you make the bracha over lasiyosov. For example, let's say I shake luluf. So I make the bracha, then I do the mitzvah. Any mitzvah I do, I make the bracha, then I blow shofar. That's always the order. There's one exception, says the Gemara Pesachim. Chutz min ha-tvila. When it comes to tvila, you do the tefillah first, you dip first, and then you make the bracha. Why? Da'akata gavri lechazvi, because the person is not able to make the bracha beforehand. If he's a non-Jewish person, he's not Jewish yet to make the bracha. If he's tamei, he shouldn't be making the bracha, as Rashi explains, whatever, the balkeri, whatever it is. Tanina mihochi, tovavu Allah. He dips, he gets out. Baliyosu omer, on his getting out of the water, he says, baruch hashem kishamim sefisivanu ala tefillah. Now, why is that a kasha on the Ravid? It's a kasha on the Ravid because according to him, tefillah is not the only exception. There's another exception. The other exception is kiddushin. I.e. that you do the kiddushin first and then you make the bracha. So why does the Ravid say, kolam mitzvos mevarech alein over lasiyosov chutz min ha-tefillah? According to the Ravid, it should say chutz min ha-tefillah u'min ha-kiddushin. That's question number one. It's a kasha that we've got on the Ravid. It's not here, but we're learning the Gemara in Pesachim, which says Chutz min ha-tevila, which is paragraph 4.1. So I'm asking you a question. According to the Ravid, it's not the only exception. There's the exception of Kiddushin as well. Good. Question number 2. Also very interesting. This is a different Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yudal of Halacha, he says this. This is paragraph 4.2. Ha'esa mitzvah v'lo birich. Now, this happens. From time to time, we just throw ourselves into things. We forget to make a bracha. A person performs a mitzvah and has not made a bracha. Im mitzvah. So what's the rule? Says the Rambam, it depends. Im mitzvah she'adayin asiyosa kayemes. If the mitzvah is ongoing, mevorech achar asiya, you can still make it. Ve'im dovar she'ovahu, but if the item is finished, it's passed, ein mevorech. Ketzat. I'll give an example. Harish nisatif b'tzitzis. A person is wearing a talus or wearing tzitzis. Aishilavash tefillin, he's wearing tefillin. Aishiyoshav besuka, velo birech tchila, and he doesn't make a bracha first. Chayzel mevarech, achash nisatif hashekisham misav sivon nisatif besitzis, vechein with tefillin, and so too, vachash yoshav leishay basuka, vechein kol kiyotze bezeh. In other words, I'm sitting in the sukkah, you're halfway through the meal, and I'm thinking, oh boy, I forgot to make the leishay. It happens. Says the Rambam, since the mitzvah is ongoing, I can still make the bracha. Next paragraph, halacha hey, halacha vav. Avo, im shochat b'loi bracha, if you shecht without making a bracha, ein achoy zach ha-shchita mevarech, you can't now make a bracha, ha-shek kisham b'sazon ha-shchita, v'chein im kisu ha-dam, it's something called kisu ha-dam, you've got a cover over the dam with some earth or whatever, below bracha, if you should have made a bracha beforehand, or hifrish truma maestros, you separate the truma maestros, or ishatoval v'le birech, Because whenever you finish the actual mitzvah, and that's it, it's not ongoing, so then it's too late. So the Rambam is very clear. The Rambam says if the mitzvah is ongoing, you can still make the bracha. Once the mitzvah has stopped, then you can't. So for example, you've been mafresh truma, you've shechted, you've done the kisu adam has happened, then you forgot to make the bracha, you're tovel, you forgot to make the bracha. Once it's done, too late. The question though is, according to the Raivad, why doesn't he argue on this Rambam again and say, not true, that he should say that it's still possible to make the bracha in this case, even though the performance of the mitzvah in halacha vav, whether it's shechita, kisu adam, tvila, trumas and maestros, behafrosha, you can make the bracha afterwards. Just like with kiddushin, he says you can make the bracha afterwards. Well, so too over here, l'chari should be able to make the bracha afterwards. That's the second question on the Raivad. A third question on the Raivad, and this is also very interesting. This is the shailas and tshuvas of the Rashba. The Rashba, this is in box number 4-3. The Rashba in Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Ches was asked the following. Lama, he said, they asked, Ein mevarchin al mitzvahs kulon. There are some mitzvahs where you just don't make a bracha on them. Can you think of an example? I'm playing for time to look for some tissues, right? I'll give you an example. thank you. I'll give you an example. Bikul Chaylim. It's a mitzvah. Why don't you make a bracha on Bikul Chaylim? An Oni comes knocking on your door and you give him staka. It's a mitzvah in Atara. Why don't we make a bracha on giving staka? And there are other examples. Let's take a look. Says the Rashba, Loma ein mevarchin al mitzvah kulon, kagoin hamalves chaveire v'hatoinim evachiyet sebo'en. He gives other examples. You lend money. That's also a mitzvah in the Torah. Why didn't he make a bracha on these sort of things? Tshuva zu she'ela amoka. This is a very deep question. V'dov sha'omdu lav harishenim zatzal. And the earlier generations dealt with this. V'nistabchu boi harbe. Why is it we make a bracha on some but not all mitzvahs? Which we do, which we don't, etc. There's no one single bullet that answers all the questions. Kol mitzvah, I'll tell you a few rules. Kol mitzvah, number one. If there is no maisa in that mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. So for example, kagoyin hashmotas ksofin. When it comes to shmita, you've got to release the loan. What are you doing? You're not actively doing anything. You're just not reclaiming your loan. V'chiyot zibohen. V'chein, ein mevarchin al mitzvah she'en etzviyo kula biyata oise. Another rule. You don't make a bracha when the performance of the mitzvah is dependent on another person. For example, because the other person may not be willing. Maybe when you give the money to the Oni, he may not think it's enough, or he may not be wanting to take it for whatever reason, and he won't accept the money. So if I would make a bracha beforehand, and then give him the money, he may turn around and say, I don't want this. And therefore, it's a bracha batala. V'chein al bikul chaylim, v'tanchumi aveilim, v'havoah shalom b'natum l'chaveirei. Loads of examples. You can go to the chayla's house, you make the bracha, asher kisham sasivonu levake chaylim, and he may not want to see people.
Sleeping.
Or whatever reason. I had this maisa a few weeks ago. I visited someone. For another time. Bekitzer, it's not Tali Biyu. Now here comes the important points. V'kach heishiv harav Rabbi Yosef Evan Palat, laharav Rabbi Avram Berim David. And here comes the interesting thing. This answer, the Rashba, there are different rules. That some, if there's no maisa, you don't make a bracha. If it's Tali B'das Acherim, you don't make a bracha. This answer was put to the Rabbi Avraham ben Rabbi David, who is the Raivad, and he seemed to have accepted it. Now that's very difficult, because according to the Raivad, he should have said that you can make a bracha afterwards. For example, Kiddushin. That's not Tali only on you, it's totally on the other person as well. And if she turns around and says no, then it's not a kiddushin. And yet, if she were to say yes, you make the bracha afterwards. So according to the Ravid, why did he accept this answer? He should have rejected this answer. He should have said, excuse me, he should have got hay fever. He should have said that if the Oni accepts the money, then you make the bracha afterwards. If the chayle is awake and happy to see you, then you make the bracha afterwards. Just like with Kiddushin, you can make the bracha afterwards. So too over here. That's the third question on the Ravid. The fourth question on the Ravid is, if you look at paragraph 4-4, the Rambam says in Hilchos Mila, Hamol, what's the order for Bris Mila? Hamol Mavarech Kedim Shimo, that the person who's doing the Bris, the Moel, he makes the Bracha Shekicholam Mitzvah Tzivano Al Hamila before he does the Bris. And then in Halacha Dalet, Hamol Es Hagerim, Mavarech Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinim Melech Ha'ilam Shekicholam Mitzvah Tzivano, Lomol Es Hagerim. Now this is also difficult according to the Ravid. Why? Because why aren't we concerned in the case of a ger that he may back down and say, actually I prefer not to go ahead with this bris mila? How can you make the brach on the ger asher kitchon mitzav zivanu alamulis agerim before? Maybe he'll turn around as well and say, no thank you, it's totally bedas acherim. And therefore it's a fourth question on the Rambam. Aren't we concerned that the ger will back down and not have bris mila? According to the bracha, according to the Ravid, just make the bracha afterwards, because this is like the scenario of Kiddushin. So in short, we have four kashas on the Ravid. Again, the Rambam says, first of all, you make for the Kiddushin, you make the bracha first, and then you do the Kiddushin like all other brichas and mitzvahs. The Ravid says, no, maybe she'll say no, and therefore you do the Kiddushin, you make the bracha afterwards. Four questions on the Ravid is, number one, we said, the Gemara in Pesachim says, that kol hamitzvos over aleihem mevarech aleihem over lasiyos. On chutz min atvila, according to the Ravid, it's chutz min atvila and kiddushin. It's an exception to the rule. Question number two: the Rambam says that if you forget to make a bracha, if the mitzvah is ongoing, then you can still make the bracha. But if the mitzvah has finished, then you can't make the bracha. But according to the Ravid, why? Even though the mitzvah has finished, just do it afterwards, like with kiddushin. So why doesn't the Ravid comment on that Rambam? A third question on the Ravid is, from the Rashba, the Shutta of the Rashba, that the Rashba was asked the question, how come some brachas, yes, sometimes we do make a bracha, sometimes we don't make a bracha, why, how come there's this rule? So the answer is that it depends, says the Rashba, that it depends, there's no single rule. If there's no maisi, you don't make a bracha. The second thing is that if it's toli b'das acherim, you don't make a bracha. These are the rules. And therefore, the kasha on the Ravid is, why, and this was put to the Ravid, and he seemed to accept it. So why doesn't the Ravid turn around and say, actually make the bracha afterwards? And the fourth question is, when it comes to the ger, how come you made the bracha beforehand, you should make the bracha afterwards? Maybe the ger will turn around and say no. So here we go.
At the same
time, the Ravid lived a little bit afterwards. A little bit afterwards, yeah. So I guess according to the Rambam, and I think this is how we paskin, that once you've done the mitzvah, unless you want to say it's an ongoing mitzvah that the candles are still lit.
Yeah.
Not sure what the mechaber part. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what the halacha is. Good question. Okay, so take a look. If you turn over the page, we're running out of time a little bit, but let's quickly do this. The answer, in short, to all of these questions is very simple. And it's to do with what we did last week. Last week, we said, is there a mitzvah to get married? So we said, it's a machlekes. The Rambam says there is a mitzvah to get married, and there is a mitzvah of puruvu. They're two separate mitzvahs. That's how the chinuch paskind, and other moleha mitzvahs paskind like that as well. The Rosh, the Ritva, and others said, no, there is one mitzvah. The mitzvah is puruvu. There is no mitzvah per se to get married. That's what we discussed last week. Now, with that in mind, we can now answer our question. Why? Let's take a look at the Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri is Rav Shach's famous work. If you look at paragraph 5, the underlined part, says Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri, V'chol ha-svar she-kosef ha-raivet, all of the svar that the Ravid wrote, Gavi Birchas Kiddushin, the Shem Metachzeba, the whole machlekes he has with the Rambam, that he said you make the bracha afterwards, Rak t'sham ein ze birchas ha-mitzvahs. Because the Ravid holds that getting married is not a mitzvah. it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaShvach. So therefore you can say the bracha afterwards because you're still there, it's still under the chuppah, you're still praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's appropriate. According to the Rambam, it's a bracha of a mitzvah. Once the mitzvah's done, it's done. End of story. Says the Ravid, says Rav Shach, carrying on, V'shayach levorech gam achach kiddushin. You can make the bracha of Erusin after the kiddushin according to the Ravid, because it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaShevach. B'zeh mahani asvara d'shem etach sebar. Because he's concerned, maybe she'll say no, and therefore you should have made the bracha beforehand. It'll be a bracha v'atola. Masha'enken in birchas ha-mitzvahs. But when it comes to birchas ha-mitzvahs, the ein levarach achkach mishum adin debo'in ovelas yoson. There's a special rule with birchas ha-mitzvahs. Kol ha-mitzvahs mevarach alein ovelas yoson. Therefore, mevarachim koedim asiyah. We're not worried about bracha levatola in the case of birchas ha-mitzvah. But Hashem yachzebe, etc., etc. So therefore, we can now answer all our questions. Why doesn't the Gemara in Pesachim say kol ha-mitzvahs mevarach alein ovelas yoson chutz min ha-tefila umin ha-kiddushin? According to the Rav, kiddushin is not a mitzvah. And according to the Rambam, you do it before anyway, so it fits into the rule. The second, the question on the Ravid was that it's a mimshach. After you finish the mitzvah, then you can't make a bracha. Why doesn't the Ravid argue? There it is, because it doesn't hold it as a mitzvah. It's a birchas hashevach. And so too with the answer of the Rashba, because he's talking about mitzvahs. The Ravid's example of kiddushin is on a mitzvah. It's a birchas hashevach. And of course, so too with the bracha on the ger. Now, what is the halacha? He agrees with everything we've said about birchas ha-mitzvahs, all the examples we gave. The only machlokes is in kiddushin, because he doesn't hold kiddushin as a mitzvah. That's all. Now, what is the halacha in the ma'isa? If it were to happen, Baruch Hashem, it's the wedding season. I've been to the day before, Baruch Hashem, there's loads in Ken Yirbu, there should be many more in Klal Yisrael. But what is the halacha? If you go to the chuppah, and sometimes you go to chuppahs and there are things that do go wrong, sometimes not everyone notices, but you go to the chuppah where they say the wrong sheva brachas. Or this could happen, I've never seen it, but it could happen. The chosin in his excitement, he just goes ahead, gives the ring, Harim Kudeshes Li, Kudeshes Mekudeshes, and the Rav is just, his mouth is open, saying, hey, you've stolen my lines, I'm going to say the brachas first. So, what's the halacha? So take a look at paragraph 6. The halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Evon Ezeh, in Hilchas Kiddushin Amadal Adalaf, Kala Mekadish Ishim Mevarech HaShekin Shalom, Mr. Sivon HaLarayas, Rosan HaSarusos, we discussed that last week, Va'acha SheYigma HaBrocha Yekadish. So the Shulchan Aruch, no surprises, Paskins like the Rambam, that you make the bracha first, and then you do the kiddushin, which is what we do at chasnas nowadays. In Sif Gimel, he says very clearly the halacha, im lo birech birchas erusin b'shas shekidesh, if they for some reason forgot to make the bracha, lo yivarech oisah b'shas nisuin, you don't make it later, says the Ramah, because that's mamish the Rambam neshitaso. This is he's following the Rambam. Mashinase kvanase. So adds the Ramah, however, v'yeshom the mevarich nusav b'shas hanisuin. He says no. If you're still under the chuppah, which is what we do nowadays, and you forgot to do it, then you can still make it in the same setting. Why v'yeshom? Because there is a school of thought which says that this is a birchas hashevach, and therefore it's still appropriate to make the bracha. Now, if you look at the Beis Shmuel, just a few interesting commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel in Siman Lamed Aled, which is this Siman, these are the commentaries, the main commentaries on the Evan Ezer, says the Beis Shmuel, V'acha sheyigmu ledas kama poskim mekadish koedim abrocha, ki shem etachso v'lo teratze lekabim kakidushin. According to many, you make the bracha afterwards because maybe she won't be willing, she'll change her mind, there'll be a bracha levatola. V'anen kaimelon lechatchile yivarech koedim hakidushin. Our practice is to make the bracha before the kiddushin. Kadeshia ovelas yosnav, but yevet yochel levarech acha hakidushin. And so too, the chelkas mechaykeik says the same thing. Kolem lechatchile hu ikha mitzvah levarech ovelas yosnav. You'd make the bracha before. Lafuke ktsas poiskim, because there are a minority who hold that it should be the other way around. Okay, good. Now let's just see the Sefer HaNisuin Kehilchasam. This is a famous Sefer. In Nisuin Kehilchasam, which is sort of the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas on Shabbos, this is the Sefer on getting married. I know that, I think if I'm not mistaken, one of the Batei Din here, that if you're a Rav and you want to officiate at weddings, you're tested on this Sefer. This is the Sefer. So says Sefer HaNisuin Kehilchasam in Paragud, Birchas Erusin Mevarchin Mevarchim Kaidim HaKiddushin. You'd make it before the kiddushin. Like any other mitzvah, you make the bracha, you shake the lulav, you make the bracha, you blow the shofar, you make the bracha, and you do the kiddushin. kiddushin. If, for whatever reason, you didn't, yivarchu acha kiddushin. You make the bracha after the kiddushin. Since you're still standing in that setting, then you can rely on those poskim who say that you can make the bracha afterwards because maybe it's a berachas hashevach, etc., etc., based on the Rama that we said above. So there we have it. So what emerges from all of this is that this machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether or not you can make the bracha for kiddushin after the kiddushin. Oh, the Ravid said lechatchila you should, and whether you can, that really lechora depends on how you look at the mitzvah of kiddushin that we discussed last week. According to the Rambam, it's a separate mitzvah in and of itself, separate to Puruvu, like we discussed last week, and therefore you make the bracha before and not afterwards. Once the mitzvah has passed, you've been mekadesh the isha, it's too late to make the bracha. However, the Rama brings out the poskim, other rishonim, who say that no, that it's not necessarily birchas hamitzvahs, and that answers all the kashas we had on the Ravid. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.